Presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is on the phone. Good morning, Mrs. Clinton. How are you?
I'm terrific, Tom. Good morning to you and everybody else on the show today.
Okay, and on the show with us is Don Lemon, Roland Martin, Jackie Reed, Reverend Al Sharpton, Sybil Wilkes, and J. Anthony Brown. Now, we'll start with Roland Martin first from Washington, D.C. Roland.
Secretary Clinton, I'm glad to talk with you. Black women launch businesses at a faster rate than any other group in America. We see them launching these businesses. Yet in 2014, the Wall Street Journal reported $23.09 billion in small business loans were handed out. Black folks only got $385 million. We got 8.2% in the last year of Bush. We've gotten less than 2% in the last several years of President Barack Obama. What is your plan to ensure that black women and black men, black businesses will be able to get access to capital to start and grow their businesses?
Well, Roland, I've been talking about this on the campaign trail because you're absolutely right. The fastest growing segment of small businesses are African-American women-owned small businesses. Actually, minority small businesses overall are, you know, really struggling. They're trying to grow.
We lost you for a second, Madam Secretary.
Women, okay. Minority, and young people, because young people are also every background not getting the help they need. I'm also going to look to put pressure on the traditional lending institutions like banks to pay more attention to the opportunities posed by small businesses overall, and in particular, minority-owned small businesses. I'm going to do what I did when I was a senator from New York. We're going to have conferences around the country helping small businesses understand how they can compete for the federal government's business. We're going to have lessons in how you do procurement so that, you know, more small businesses can be, you know, on the list and can be participating. And then finally, I'm going to do more to encourage a lot of the new forms of lending online and elsewhere to really focus on minority-owned small businesses with particular attention to women-owned small businesses. I want to be a small business president. Two-thirds or more of the jobs in America come from small businesses, so my job to raise incomes and create more good jobs requires us to do more to support small businesses.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Reverend Al Sharpton.
Good to talk to you. Hey, how you doing, Rev?
Good morning. Good morning. Secretary Clinton, the 15 states that face new voting procedures for the first time this year, they were voted on before, but they go into effect this year, has seriously been an impediment to a lot of our rights to vote disproportionately in African American and Latino communities. It's a fight that Eric Holder, as Attorney General, and then Loretta Lynch has challenged in several states. And it's a fight that was also married to the Supreme Court weakening the Voting Rights Act. If elected president, what kind of Attorney General will you appoint that will be committed to protecting the voting rights of people that have been disenfranchised? And if you have one or two Supreme Court nominees, will you also choose someone that is committed to dealing with voting rights in a way that is different from this present court setup?
Okay, Reverend Al, I've got just a second, Mrs. Clinton. I've got to go to break, and you'll answer that question as soon as we come out of break at the top of the hour. Okay, Reverend Al?
Okay, Tom, thanks.
Yes.
Okay, it's a pretty long question. You might have to repeat it. But no problem. We'll get to it.